The best family board games of 2026 ranked kids plus adults together. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Buy Ticket to Ride first, the base US classic map, not a spin-off. It is the single safest purchase for a mixed-age table. Kids 8 plus pick it up in one round, adults still scheme over blocking the route someone obviously wanted, and the rules friction is basically zero. The honest but if your youngest is 6 or 7, start with King Domino instead, a 6-year-old can genuinely beat you, and if anyone at your table is a sore loser, open the night with Forbidden Island so nobody gets eliminated and you win or lose as a family. Okay, group chat, I read the whole room on this one. I sat in the family gaming threads, the r/boardgames pylons, the award lists, the what do I buy my non-gamer brother panic posts, and here's what the room keeps saying. A great family game isn't a kid's game with the strategy sanded off. It's the rare thing a tired adult and a wired 8-year-old can both take seriously at the same table. So I ranked them in tiers S by first, A excellent, B great with caveats, C skip unless specific, and I kept the order honest. The pedigree here is real. 4 of my top picks won the Spiel des Jahres, the hobby's biggest family game award, and one won the harder expert family version. That's not me hyping. That's the room handing out medals. Pour something, pull up a chair. Let's find the one box that turns we should do a game night into an actual standing invitation. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What should you buy first if you've never owned a real board game? Start with one game, not 5. The room is loud and unanimous on this. Analysis paralysis kills more game nights than any bad rulebook ever has. So here's the answer the threads keep circling back to Ticket to Ride. You collect colored train cards, claim routes across a map, and secretly race to connect the cities on your hidden tickets. That's it. A kid grasps the whole loop in one round. But watch what happens at play 20. A grown-up quietly snatches the one route that completes your ticket, and suddenly there's asterisk tension asterisk, real tension, in a game your 9-year-old is also winning. Reviewers keep calling it still the greatest gateway for a reason. It's the box you hand a non-gaming family and watch them light up. The honest catch, it's light on direct conflict beyond grabbing a route someone wanted. A true strategy craver may find it tame after a while. That's fine. It's a first game and it does the first game job better than anything else on the shelf. Teach it by playing, not by reading aloud. Deal everyone a hand, play one open practice round narrating your own thinking, then reset and play for real. Nobody, adult or kid, learns a gateway game from the rulebook as fast as from one shown turn. The one purchase rule Ticket to Ride base US classic map or King Domino covers about 90 of your first night needs. Buy one, master it, then expand. A shelf of unplayed boxes is just expensive guilt. Gateway game, the hobby's word for the on-ramp, simple enough to teach a non-gamer in minutes, deep enough that they ask to play again. Ticket to Ride, King Domino, Azul, Carcassonne, these are the front door to the whole hobby. Which games actually work when your youngest is 5, 6, or 7? Here's the rule the whole room eventually learns the hard way. Match the table to the youngest player, not the average. A single 5-year-old shifts your whole pick down a tier, and that's a good thing because the games built for little hands are real games, not toys. For a preschooler to early elementary table, Dragomino is the move. It's literally my first King Domino, same tile-laying DNA stripped to its core. Match landscapes, crack eggs, collect baby dragons. The threads praise it specifically as a game a parent genuinely enjoys playing alongside a 5-year-old asterisk, which is the whole bar for this tier. The honest catch, adults only night will find it too light and your kid graduates out of it within a year or two. That's the point, it bridges straight into full King Domino. Want logic instead of tiles? Outfoxed. Is Clue for Littles, a cooperative whodunit where the table works together to scan clues and unmask the fox who swiped the pot pie before it escapes. Real process of elimination and parents actually enjoy guiding the deduction. And King Domino itself, Spiel des Jahres 2017, is the sweet spot for the 6-9 crowd. Quick turns so nobody gets bored, oversized domino tiles, and a genuine optimization puzzle hiding underneath. The community's pick for best first game for younger kids lands here for exactly that reason. Simple to learn, but complex enough to keep a parent honest. Pick down. Not down to nothing 5 then Dragomino or Outfoxed. 6-7 then King Domino. 8+ then Ticket to Ride or Azul. 10+ then Quacks or Catan. Read the youngest, set the table there. And the little one gets to genuinely compete instead of just rolling dice while the grown-ups play the real game. Do adults actually enjoy these or is it all kid stuff? Let me settle this one with receipts because the room settles it with receipts. These are real hobby games, not dumbed-down kid toys, and the medals prove it. 4 of my top picks won the Spiel des Jahres, the hobby's highest family game honor, Camel Up 2014, King Domino 2017, Azul 2018, Cascadia 2022. Carcassonne took it back in 2001. And Quacks of Quedlinburg won the asterisk Kennerspiel des Jahres, the harder connoisseur/expert family award, which is the room's way of saying it's a notch meatier than the pure gateways. That's a wall of pedigree most adult-only strategy games never touch. The magic is that these games are simple to learn but reward strategy, which is exactly why a kid and an adult can sit at the same table and both feel like they're playing for real. Take Azul, the prettiest box on this whole list, chunky resin tiles you'll fidget with whether you mean to or not. Dead simple rules, draft tiles, fill your wall but overdraft and you take penalties. Underneath, a sharp do I take what I need or deny my neighbor brain burn that the room ranks the one abstract on BoardGameGeek. One reviewer's framing stuck with me, simple enough to teach just about anyone, classic enough you'll still be playing it in years. The grown-up depth is there, you just don't have to read a 40-page rulebook to find it. The pedigree shortcut if you're standing in a store unsure, look for the little gold medal on the box. Spiel des Jahres equals it earned the family seal. Kennerspiel equals a step heavier for tables ready to think harder. Kinderspiel equals built for the littlest players, the awards do the trust building so you don't have to. Azul has real take that forcing a younger player to overdraft can genuinely sting. Azul is best at two players, four player gets a touch random as tiles thin and you'll want to manage feelings when a kid eats a big penalty. Worth it, but go in with eyes open. What if you don't want anyone to lose or feel attacked? Then you go cooperative and the benchmark, the name the cooperative threads say first, every time is Forbidden Island. The whole table works together to grab four treasures before the island literally sinks beneath you. You win as one or you lose as one, nobody gets eliminated, nobody gets singled out, nobody flips the table. Best of all, it's the on-ramp to a whole staircase. Designer Matt Leacock, yes, the asterisk pandemic asterisk guy, built Forbidden Desert and Forbidden Sky on the same DNA. So your family levels up without relearning everything. But here's THE Players Code rule for co-ops, and I cannot say it loud enough. Beware the alpha gamer. One bossy adult who quarterbacks every single turn will quietly rob the kids of every decision and suck the joy right out of the table. The fix is deliberate, let the kid make the move, even the wrong asterisk move. A child who chooses their own play and learns from it is having radically more fun than when being told exactly what to do. Prefer competitive but gentle. Cascadia Spiel des Jahres 2022 is nearly conflict-free even though you're technically racing. You lay habitat tiles and place wildlife to score puzzly nature patterns, and you barely touch each other's boards. The room calls it multiplayer solitaire. Fans call that asterisk bliss. It's the perfect pick for anyone who ever got robbed in Catan and swore off the genre. The player's code, let the kid make the bad move in any cooperative, resist quarterbacking. The alpha gamer ruins family cooperative faster than any rule in the box. A kid who owns their own, even messy, turn is the one who comes back next week. Sit on your hands and let them cook. Multiplayer solitaire when players barely affect each other and mostly tend their own board, high Cascadia. Critics say low energy, fans say blissfully zero conflict. For a family that hates being attacked, it's not a bug, it's the feature you're buying. When you're ready for more bite and the loudest game on the shelf once Ticket to Ride starts to feel asterisk solved asterisk, the room points you up a half step, same rules weight, sharper teeth. Carcassonne Spiel des Jahres 2001 is the move for more head-to-head. Draw a tile, place it, optionally drop a little meeple and build cities, roads, and fields. The modular board means no two games are ever alike and there's real interaction. You can asterisk share a city someone else started or quietly steal it out from under them. One warning, the threads repeat endlessly. Farm scoring is the genre's most infamous rules confusion point. Most family tables just ignore or house rule farms with kids and that's completely legal. But if you want the game the whole room screams asterisk about, the Quacks of Quedlinburg, that Kennerspiel expert family medal earns its keep. You blind draw potion ingredients from a bag, pressing your luck for points, but pull one cherry bomb too many and your pot explodes. Everyone plays simultaneously, so zero downtime and maximum noise. It's the loudest, most joyful pick on this list, hands down. Then there's Camel Up Spiel des Jahres 2014, a riotous camel racing betting game where camels literally pile on top of each other and piggyback to the finish, movement spat out by an actual dice pyramid. It's chaos, it's laughter first, and thinky players sometimes dismiss it as a party game. Let them. At 4 to 6 players, it's pure table-wide delight, and it's the asterisk closer asterisk you keep in your back pocket. The player's code, press luck on purpose in Quacks and Camel Up, the gap between a beginner and a good player is knowing the odds before you push. Teach kids to ask one question before every gamble, what happens if this goes wrong? That single habit is the entire skill, press precisely, not blindly. Quacks runs a touch heavier, there's real setup and an ingredient book learning curve, and the luck swings can frustrate a kid who wants total control. It also tends to cost a few dollars more than its peers. Worth every cent for the right table, just don't make it your literal first game. Why isn't Catan the automatic one anymore? Let's have the honest conversation because the room has it constantly. Catan is a genuine all-time classic, 32 million plus copies sold, the negotiation and engine game that basically built this hobby. You trade resources, build roads and settlements, race to 10 points on a modular island. It is still brilliant. It is also in 2026 no longer the automatic first pick for a young family, and pretending otherwise does new families a disservice. Three real downsides for young tables and the threads name all three, the robber and kingmaking feel personal. Move the robber onto a kid's number and they can genuinely feel singled out like the whole table ganged up. Tears happen. The room confirms it constantly. Bad dice luck strands people. A rough roll streak can leave a player with nothing to do but watch brutal for a kid's attention span. It demands 3 to 4 players in 60 to 90 minutes. It's genuinely poor at 2, and that runtime is a big ask for a school night table. None of that makes Catan bad, it makes it a asterisk graduation asterisk game. Not a starter, when your kids can emotionally handle a setback and want real trading and negotiation, it's spectacular. Get the current 6th edition and know that a lighter Catan. Family Edition exists for newcomers. Until then, the modern gateways deliver the real game, feeling with far fewer rough edges. The player's code, house rules are legal, softening Catan's robber for kids or skipping Carcassonne's farms is not wrong. The designers want you to have fun, purity is for tournament night, not Tuesday. Bend the rules to fit your youngest player and nobody loses a single style point. Tournament table's secret competitive depth lives in the rules everyone else skips. In Carcassonne, players who actually learn full farm scoring win the long sessions. In Azul, track which tiles your rival needs and deny them even at a small cost to yourself. In Catan, win on trade leverage and pip-efficient placement, and read the table so you never become everyone's robber target. How do you turn one good box into a standing game night? Buying the right game is step one. Making game night a habit, that's host craft, and the room has quietly figured it out. Keep one fast filler in the bag. A 15 to 20 minute win, sushi go party, or camel up is how you end on a high right when attention fades. Send everyone to bed wanting one more round and you've just turned a chore into a ritual. A quick word on sushi go party, because the room is emphatic by the asterisk party, addition not the little original tin. Same pick and pass drafting, you grab a card, pass the hand, scramble to collect sets, but party. Scales 2 to 8 comes on a board and packs 20 plus swappable card types for far more replayability, for only a couple dollars more. It's the best low-cost intro to real card drafting there is, and it teaches the do I grab this or deny it instinct in 20 minutes flat. Three more habits the best family tables share, rotate who teaches and who picks. When no single person owns game night, kids buy in harder, especially when they chose the game. Name the take that out loud. When you steal a route and ticket to ride or deny a tile in Azul, say it lightly and openly. Framed a smart play, it's fun. Done silently, it lands as betrayal to a younger player. Set a house rules are fine tone on night one. Fun beats rules purity every single time. And plan the graduation path so the shelf grows with your kids. Dragomino then Kingdomino, Outfox then Forbidden Island, Catan Jr. then Catan, Forbidden Island then Pandemic. Every box you buy points at the next one. The player's code, keep a 15 minute closer when focus fades, a quick sushi go, or camel up ends the night on a win instead of a slow fizzle. The closer is the difference between that was fun and when's the next one. Stash one filler within arm's reach of the table at all times. Drafting, pick a card from your hand, pass the rest on, repeat. Every choice is also a denial, what you take, a neighbor can't. Sushi Go and Azul live here. It's the mechanic that quietly teaches kids to watch the whole table, not just their own board. Final verdict, buy ticket to ride first, full stop. It's the one box that turns we should do a game night into a standing invitation, and it does the hardest job in the hobby, a kid and a tired adult both playing for real at the same table better than anything else. If your youngest is 5 to 7, route the money to Kingdomino or Dragomino instead. If anyone's a sore loser, lead with Forbidden Island so the family wins or sinks together. Keep Catan on the shelf as a graduation game, not a starter, and always, always keep a 15 minute closer like sushi go party, within arm's reach so every night ends on a win. Bring the whole house, the youngest player's age in mind, a soft spot for house rules and snacks within reach. Expect a 7-year-old to outscheme a grown-up before bedtime and expect to hear one more round at least 3 times. Still deciding, take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. What's the single best first board game for a family that's never owned one? Ticket to Ride, the base US classic map. It's the most recommended gateway in the entire hobby. Kids 8 plus learn it in one round, adults still find real tactical depth and there's almost no rules friction. If your kids are younger, 6 to 7, start with Kingdomino instead. For preschoolers, go Dragomino or Outfoxed. Isn't Catan the classic family game? Why is it ranked lower here? Catan is a genuine all-time classic and still brilliant, but in 2026 it's no longer the automatic first pick for young families. The robber and kingmaking can feel personal enough to make kids cry. Bad dice luck can strand a player with nothing to do, and it needs 3 to 4 players plus 60 to 90 minutes. Modern gateways like Ticket to Ride, Kingdomino, and Cascadia deliver the same real game, feeling with far fewer rough edges for a mixed-age table. What if I don't want anyone to lose or feel attacked? Go Cooperative for younger kids. Outfoxed is a gentle cooperative whodunit, and Cascadia is nearly conflict-free even though it's technically competitive. Are these dumbed-down kid games or do adults actually enjoy them? These are real hobby games, not kid toys. Four of the top picks, Camel Up, Kingdomino, Azul, and Cascadia, won the Spiel des Jahres, the hobby's top family game award, and Quacks of Quedlinburg won the Harder Kennerspiel Expert Family Award. They're simple to learn but genuinely reward strategy, which is exactly why a kid and an adult can compete at the same table. What's the difference between Sushi Go and Sushi Go Party? Same core pick and pass drafting, but party. Supports 2 to 8 players versus 2 to 5, comes on a board and packs 20 plus swappable card types for far more replayability, for only a couple dollars more. By party, unless you specifically want the original's pocket-sized travel tin for trips. My kid is only 5. Where do we start? Dragomino, Kinderspiel des Jahres 2021, My First Kingdomino, or Outfoxed? Both are designed for a parent to genuinely enjoy playing alongside a 5-year-old, teach real game skills, and bridge straight into the full gateways like Kingdomino and Forbidden Island when your kid is ready.